To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, we're talking a little bit about the Irish. They're the team that got left out, the first team out of the college football playoff, and then they said, we're not even going to play a bowl game. There's this discussion about should they join a conference. We're going to get all your phone calls and read your text, 248-539-9797. Let's knock out a couple phone calls on the Irish. Let's go to Joe in Lake Orion. Joe, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. You know, one of the things mentioned was who did Notre Dame beat? Well, who did Oregon beat? I mean, yeah, who did Oregon beat? Did they beat anybody that's
Oregon beat in the playoffs? Oregon beat the same win that Notre Dame would flaunt, which would be USC, right? That's Notre Dame's best win. It's also Oregon's best win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's their best win. But if they both have one
notable win, but one team has two losses and one team has one loss, it felt pretty obvious Oregon should be in and Notre Dame wouldn't be, right?
And they're the ones that made the wheels fall off in Happy Valley.
Yeah. Well, one other thing, though. It's just like I was mentioned before about having a big game in the first game of the season. I think isn't more important how you finish in a way that Notre Dame came in at Miami with a freshman quarterback. Mm-hmm. And they just got better as the season went on.
You're right. And I like C.J. Carr. I think he's a really good quarterback. I would vote Jeremiah Love to win the Heisman. I know I'm going to be the Notre Dame hater extreme today, but the truth is the way you finish the season is good, but it's about the entire season. And the entire season has a resume just short of making the college football playoff. Nathan and Warren, you're on 97.1.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
How you doing?
Every team needs to be in a conference, first of all. The playoff should run like a top two teams in every conference make the playoff. That's it. There should be no voting. College athletics just, it's a joke to me because there should be no voting. This isn't Dancing with the Stars. This is athletics. You play your schedule. If you win enough games to be in the top two of your division, you go to the playoff. It should be cut and dried. John said something that I've had a problem with for years and years and years with college football, and it's let them in. Oh, we shouldn't have let this team in. This team shouldn't be in. We have to let them in the playoff. If they play their schedule and they win enough games to be eligible for the playoff, they should be in. End of story.
Yeah.
Then there's no more worrying about, well, you know, we're ranked, you know, here, we should win. That's BS.
Yep. The subjectivity of it leads to all of this.
Sure, but you're never going to have
a perfect play-in slotted system.
Right, because you don't have enough teams from the Big 12 or the ACC playing Big 10, SEC teams. Like, you don't get enough comparables.
Yeah, it's impossible.
We've kind of agreed that Miami does deserve to be in, and the debate comes down to Bama and Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think it's shifted that way, yes.
How would you have felt if it was the tables were turned?
So if they had put in Notre Dame and left Alabama out.
Yeah.
I would feel like Alabama should have been in.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Notre Dame beat nobody.
Yeah, and because Alabama went and won at Georgia, split that game when you factor in the SEC title, but it's a game that they had to play that the Irish didn't.
Right. So, you know,
now, can I also just say this, too? Now that we're to 12 teams, I'd really just have a lot less sympathy for anybody that gets left out in general. Like, I'd still have my preferences. I thought Miami should have been in. I thought Bama should have been in. I thought Notre Dame should have been out. But let's put all three and throw BYU in there, too, and talk about all four. I really don't think there should be a lot of sympathy for teams that lose multiple games and don't win a conference. Like, by definition, you had ample opportunity to play your way into the playoff. You didn't. You're a deeply flawed team. Some are going to get in. Some aren't. I just don't think you should shed tears for Notre Dame or really anybody
right.
that gets left out.
But I think the argument is, instead of having the best 12 teams in the country, we have the best 10 teams, plus, and we're just allowing two along for the ride.
And just don't forget, when it comes down to Bama and Notre Dame, Bama beat a team in the playoff that got a bye.
Yeah.
Notre Dame didn't beat a playoff team.
Alabama also lost to Florida State. I think that's severely getting overlooked.
It's been ticket texted in. It's been, you know, sent to us, and I think we can acknowledge it. Yeah, it's a really bad loss. It's probably the worst loss of any team that made the playoff. Yes.
Right. I mean, we're talking about week one losses here. We're arguing them.
Yeah.
Bama got beat Vandy, though, too.
Right.
You know, I mean, the quality wins, I think, were favored over maybe the losses. But the sport is sold on chaos, okay?
Right.
I almost wonder if it's like it is intentional that we're in this even more chaotic era with player movement and all this stuff. That's what's always sold the sport. The quality of play on the field continues to get worse. They need something to sell it. The chaos sells it.
Well,
to a degree, yeah.
I think parity is also taking over college football, which is not a bad thing. Because it used to be Alabama, Clemson, and then maybe every once in a while another team would jump in there, Georgia or Michigan at times. But now you're looking at five or six teams that you kind of believe, you know, if you play the right opponent at the right time, the right game, you could win a national title. And I think as further down the road that we go, we're going to literally have 10 teams, 11 teams, and if they continue to allow a group of five in, okay, fine, so be it. You're going to have 11 teams eventually where you're like, there could be a path for 9 or 10 of those teams, or even 11, that you think could win a national title.
Well, the Big Ten has caught the SEC.
See three of the top five teams are Big Ten teams, and they've won the last two national titles.
Yeah. They get the Natty this year. You have to say they passed them.
Yeah. Yet I still got to listen to Greg Sankey. I don't know if you saw this. He said they should have 7 at-large teams. Which, if you really think about it, that would mean that nobody else gets any other teams? 5 conference champs?
Right, but
there'd be one extra spot.
It goes to which teams do you think have a chance to win a national title?
Yeah.
If we're just looking at this objectively,
but how do we determine that
team in the SEC better than JMU?
But how do we determine?
Yes.
But how do we determine that?
No, I know. That's
no, but I'm just asking because you do have to have a process that you can explain out loud, not just I touch myself when I watch SEC football. You have to have a real reason. You have to have a real reason.
I think we got a new drop for overreactions.
You know, Jim, I think that the committee has a tough time adjusting to the season that doesn't go according to plan. And I think one game that did go according to plan here is Alabama and Oklahoma.
If that game flips,
Alabama's in no problem.
Oklahoma's out
no problem.
With a third regular season loss, yeah.
Go.
But it's tough just kind of adjusting this. Now that, well, they're 10-2. Well, Notre Dame's 10-2. Well, Miami. It's just like it rewires their brain, and it takes them a long time to adjust to this new reality of the college football season that they didn't think they were getting.
Let me just say, you go, come on, Jim, you clear the SEC's better than JMU. I'm not saying JMU's going to go win a college football playoff game this year. I'm going to point out that Tennessee last year got housed in their playoff game, too. The middle upper SEC teams are perfectly capable of getting blown out.
Paying their quarterback enough.
Well, there you go. My point is they're perfectly capable of being blown out anyway.
Yeah.
The teams that are 4th, 5th, and 6th in the SEC are not blowout proof come playoff time.
You can't tell me the playoff's not better if Notre Dame replaces Tulane and BYU would replace James Madison. You're getting better quality football on the field, most likely. That should be the goal of this thing, but guess what? That's boring.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Kyle and Howell. You're on 97.1.
What's up, fellas? First off, I just want to say I think the Buckeyes' loss against Indiana is going to have the same effect that it did last year against Michigan. I think they're going back-to-back for the national champions. Secondly, I think Miami deserves to be in the playoffs. Carson Beck is playing out of his mind. I'm pretty sure he's got the highest completion percentage out of any college quarterback to date.
No, that would be Julian Sayin for Ohio State, but you're close.
I said Carson Beck for Miami.
Yeah, I know. You said he had the highest completion percentage, and I just told you that Julian Sayin has a higher completion percentage.
Okay. That is what it is. But they
facts are facts.
I think Miami and Notre Dame are pretty comparable teams. I think if they play 10 times, they're probably going to split 5 out of 5, and they won the headbreaker. So I think Miami deserves to be in over Notre Dame, and I think that's the common consensus among everybody except Notre Dame fans.
I think they were led on by previous rankings, and I think it only inflames them more. But if they were able to just take a deep breath and look at the resumes, like they should be the first team out. You know, the other thing I don't like is, you know, he wasn't making the case for Notre Dame, but the case of, well, if this team played 10 times, how often would it go? I only care about the time that happened. I don't care about hypotheticals. Notre Dame was favored against Miami in the first game. Notre Dame was favored against Texas A&M. Notre Dame would be favored against potentially Oklahoma or Alabama. Yeah. I don't really know, and I don't really care who would be favored in the hypothetical games. I think that's a very dangerous way to rank teams. What does Vegas think is going to happen isn't always what happens, and we can't live in the matrix. We got to play the games.
No, but if the goal is to get the best 12 teams, I think you have yet to accomplish that goal.
I think that kind of goes against – this is kind of where I feel a little bit for BYU, is that they had to relive their worst result a second time.
Right.
Imagine if Oklahoma had to play Texas again, and they lost to Texas again.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's almost as
– Or if Georgia had to play Alabama.
Right, but I'm just saying, like –
But Alabama
I hate
lost.
Saying the word it's unfair, but it's like, man, wouldn't that hate to have – your worst day of work ever relived again?
So it's not unfair because BYU got a chance to right the wrong and they had a chance to play themselves in. I do think we haven't talked about BYU. If the committee had ranked BYU one spot higher as a one-loss team, would they have kicked them out of the playoffs for losing the conference title game? Because the precedent says no, they wouldn't kick a team out that was already in. Greg is saying yes, they'd kick them out because they're a Big 12 school. Maybe rules for thee.
Yeah.
Not for me. Yeah. 248-539-9797. We got a lot of people who want to talk college football. The playoff is set. Notre Dame is out, and they're not going to play a bowl game. It's 97.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.